It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I might add, local issues. Because I am Lee Matthews, and I'm the only local talk show host taking your calls at this hour. So let's join in the conversation today. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Great to have you along today. Will Trump decapitate Iran in the next 24 hours? As was the promise, there is word that there is some attacks going on of commercial vessels at this hour, and that the Israelis are responding somewhat. I'm still waiting on confirmation for that, but we shall see. Gettner Drummond wants to investigate Anthony Fauci. Where have you been, Gettner Drummond? You've had 4 years to investigate Fauci. You've had 4 years to join the lawsuit that was already begun in Florida. And that, by the way, Tennessee is also joined, and Louisiana. Oh, that's right. You hadn't declared your candidacy for governor yet. Oh, okay. All right. So that shows me how serious you are about the issue. Speaking of which, there was a lot of conversation about a debate that Drummond and Mazie had. I didn't see the debate. I read some of the reportage about the debate. Once again, I'm not seeing anything that Drummond wants to do as governor. I'm not seeing a platform. I'm not seeing policy. I'm only seeing, yeah, we're going to stop that mean old smelter from coming to town and bringing a bunch of business. We're going to stop Fauci. That's what we're going to. He's 85. I don't think it's going to take much to stop Fauci. And by the way, he's already out of a job, so it looks like he's already stopped. Anyway, what do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City has to decide if it is going to continue to use traffic cameras. You know, the cameras that take a picture of your license number and then immediately run that license number in a database to see if the car's stolen, if the car's wanted in any kind of crime. And they were supposed to decide on it in the city council meeting today, but they didn't. They pushed it back. Why? I'll tell you coming up. And then your thoughts on it on Freedom 96.9. We've been using them now since 2018. Why are we stopping now? And, well, I'll get into all of that coming up, and you can tell me what you think. 405-608-4377. One of the candidates for superintendent of education, James Taylor, not the singer, has a plan to reduce the amount of superintendents of education we have, over 500, by the way, and make each county have one superintendent of education. Your thoughts on that plan? Of course, Channel 4 was trying to make it sound like he don't know what he's doing. He's just cutting everything. He's just talking out of his butt. He's just... Some people are calling it the Red Plague. These Democrat socialists that seem to be taking over the world. No, they're only in there. Okay, I lost track of all the states, but Ohio, Michigan, Colorado, a couple others are having their primaries. And is the case with Republicans for governor? Here is the rub. The more conservative of the Democrats in these states is being threatened by the more liberal of the Democrats in these states. And the more liberal of the Democrats in these states tends to be the more communist. And so they're drawing this conclusion that since the communist might be the one that wins the Democrat primary runoff, that means they will win the entire election. There's still another election to come here, and they've got to go up against a Republican. And in some cases, Michigan, the ultra-liberal Democrat, the communist, is probably the one that'll lose to the Republican, flipping the state. So it's not as dire as it's being reported. And by the way, there's been a lot of reporting, too, about how when you challenge a lot of these communists, they can't back up their arguments because they don't know what they're saying. And they don't. And I've been saying that all along. They don't know what they're saying because they don't know what communism truly is. They think socialism is a form of social media. They hear, well, social media is a good thing. Well, that must mean socialism is a good thing. It brings people together and we socialize. Yeah, that's it. No. What it does is it assumes that wealth is a zero-sum game. Let me explain a zero-sum game. A zero-sum game means there's only so much of something out there to be acquired. So in terms of wealth, it assumes that there's only so much money that you can earn out in the marketplace. And that in order to earn that money out in the marketplace, you must take it away from somebody else. That is completely false. In the free enterprise capitalistic system, if you come up with a good or service that your fellow man wants to pay you for, and several of your fellow men want to pay you for that, you can become wealthy. But your fellow men are not taking that money away from somebody else. They are choosing to use your good or service over another good or service because that's how the marketplace works. A textbook example is Elon Musk. Oh, that evil, uber-rich Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk is smart enough and resourceful enough and hardworking enough to have come up with several different objects and services that people are willing to pay lots of money for. I don't see Ford going bankrupt. I don't see Chevy losing money because people are out buying Elon Musk's cars. I don't see NASA going bankrupt because people are starting to use Elon Musk's satellites. It's the art of competition and the beauty of the free marketplace. Well, this socialism slash communism assumes that that is bad and completely negates it. And, of course, it's being touted and sold by people who are very wealthy and have probably never had to balance a checkbook in their entire life or make some of the difficult decisions you and I have had to make. I've talked about this before. Do I fill up my car with gas or do I buy lunch? What is going to benefit me in the long run? I guess I better fill up the car with gas and have some crackers for lunch because otherwise I'm not going to be able to pick up my kids slash grandkids from school. So we've got that argument going on as well on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. I say the Red Plague is not going to take over our country. It's not even close because those principles may have appeal in some of those urban areas where things are so desperate, people will do anything for anything, but it's not a national movement. And then let's continue with the top, speaking of capitalism, the top things you hate about the modern grocery stores. Here we have one of those people trying to socialize groceries in the city, and that's going to fail too, but we'll get into all of that too. Luckily, none of this is happening in Oklahoma. That's what I get down on my knees each night and say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to live in a state that is sensible enough to not have allowed this idiocy to take hold. And bless you for calling 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, and L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address. Let's get started, shall we? You're on the air with Lee Matthews. What is your name?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Hey.
My name is Diane.
Diane, where are you, if anywhere?
I am in I am in Macomb, Oklahoma.
Macomb. I love Macomb, especially this time of year. What is it? 102, 103 degrees?
Somewhere like that.
Yes.
I just came home from the store, and yes, it's about that.
Oh, to walk across the lawn and hear the crinkle of the grass crumbling underneath your shoes. Yes.
Much more like a loud crunch.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to bother you.
Well, that's okay. I'm calling about our coming up governor race.
Yes.
I watched a little bit of the thing last night on Channel 9.
Is that where it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
True confessions. I should have watched it. I should have flow charted it like I usually watch when I'm watching a debate. I didn't. I went home, I opened a bottle of wine, and I went to bed. But go ahead.
Well, you were probably better off.
Ah!
I tell you, I don't know what we're going to do. They don't like Drummond. You know, he hasn't promised anything. He just kind of beats around the bush.
Well, that's my problem. That's my problem with Drummond. Now, maybe Drummond's saving it for when he has a Democrat, which I think is going to be Cindy Munson. Okay, maybe that's what he's saving it for. But still, he's not giving me right now in the runoff. I don't have a reason to vote for him. Now, you could prove to me that Mazie's the biggest bumbling idiot on the planet. I think I'm still going to vote for him in the runoff because at least he's got a platform.
Well, yeah, but you know how he's talking about how he's going to cancel taxes for elderly people and all this? Well, last night he tacked a little bit into there about how eventually they would do that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing I would want to nail Mazie down on that. All right, you're going to have to pick what you want to do here, buddy. Do you want to get rid of property taxes on the elderly? Okay, that's doable. You could do that with the signature of a pen. All right? You want to get rid of income tax? That I don't know if that's doable without a vote of the legislature. So
Well, he kind of threw it all in together last night. Tell you the truth, while he was on there, he kind of reminded me of Biden the way he was talking.
Ah, okay.
I'm telling you, I don't know how old the man is, and I don't know anything about him because he just kind of popped up out of the blue. But he kind of reminded me of Biden when he was talking.
Now, I will tell you, I remember when Stitt debated, what was his name? It was the Democrat against Stitt. Anyway, the Democrat against Stitt had more facts, more figures, and if you looked at that debate strictly from a facts and figures standpoint, Stitt got his butt handed to him. But if you looked at it from an emotional standpoint, Stitt hit more of the emotional issues that people cared about, like Trumpism and MAGA and all that. So, and then Stitt ended up winning. So sometimes, and that's what I heard about, I heard Drummond had more facts and figures, and Mazie had more, like you said, golly.
That's kind of how it was.
Yeah, more down-home folksiness. But sometimes that's what
kind of reminded you of a bobblehead.
Ah, yeah.
He just really made me think of Biden when he was up there.
Yeah,
you know, he was struggling for his words, and he was. I don't know. I'm just to the point where I don't think I'm gonna vote for anybody.
Well, that's your prerogative, certainly. I mean, I one of the things I talk about is your right. One of the things about having the right to vote is your right to not vote. You don't have to vote if you don't want to.
Well, at least if I don't vote, I can gripe.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I lose patience with when people say, well, if you don't vote, then you can't gripe. But of course you can gripe. That's why a lot of people who don't vote, that's why they, because they don't want to waste their vote on something they don't believe in.
Well, and when you live in rural America, you know, it takes a while to get to where you're going, and sometimes there's a line, and it's rural America is kind of a little harder to get around to, but I do it. But, you know, to me, those two, they just don't even want to have anything to offer, as far as I can tell. I mean, I was all for the, you know, dropping the property taxes because I live in the country, I'm old, and it would be nice not to have to come up with that money every year for property that I've already paid off, you know. But
well, to me, that's more constitutional than what we've got right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I just wanted to put my two cents in there that I'm just going to wait until somebody better comes along, I think.
That's your prerogative, Diane. It certainly is. Yeah.
You have a good evening.
All right, you too. And thanks a lot for listening in to Freedom 96.9. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Should Trump decapitate the Iranians like the reptiles they are? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You know, it's not a benefit. You'd have a lot of people, both in government and outside of government, try to tell you that Medicare, oh, it's a benefit that's provided by the government. No, not really. You work for it most of your working life. And if you are born in 1961, you are eligible for it. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. That's why when you sign up for it, you want to make sure it's all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, and no government bureaucrat's going to come back later and go, oh, you didn't do this, so we can't give you what you got coming to you. All right, it is Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Don't feel guilty about it. Get yourself signed up if you're 3 months around your birthday from 1961. And then ignore the phone calls, the emails, and all the texts that you'll be getting or are getting as a result. The team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Again, it's not a benefit. You got it coming to you. And it's a phone call away. The Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo, presented by Seth Wadley Ford, features 12 teams of cowboys competing in 5 events with one goal, supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping and the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with 3 total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Donald Trump is warning Iran that it has one last chance to make a deal. The clash has left the status of the diplomatic effort unclear. Trump says indirect talks could reopen the Strait of Hormuz. It is open. It's just a matter of, do you want to chance it or not? Trump said diplomacy persuaded him to call off a planned attack on Iran that he described as the biggest since World War II over the weekend. but he seems to have changed his mind. Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Ismail Baghali said, by golly, Tehran was neither holding talks with the United States nor expecting it. So that's the thing we keep hearing. Yes, we're talking, and then they say, no, we're not talking. We're not talking. Trump said reporters could learn more about the negotiations today or tomorrow. Saudi Arabia and other Gulf allies have urged Trump to hold off on the planned attack, fearing more Iranian reprisals against their territory. Jonathan Shanzer, executive director of the Foundation for Defense Democracy, said those concerns have complicated Trump's next move. I wouldn't worry about it if I were Trump, but that's just me, and I'm crazy that way. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Ron in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Guns for everybody.
Beautiful downtown Oklahoma City and the I-240 parking lot.
And where it's about 560 degrees.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, I didn't get to see the debate last night. And, you know, I was kind of boycotting it anyway because I didn't get to get, you know, all my paperwork turned in time to run for governor. And, you know, I was wanting to run on the tater salad platform.
I like it.
Yeah, I think everybody should have free tater salad.
I think so, too. I think so, too. We work so hard to grow those taters and make salad out of them.
I wonder if Mom Donnie's going to have tater salad. I heard they were going to have chicken salad, stuff like that, in those grocery stores in New York.
But, I don't know where he thinks he's going to get all of the groceries that he wants to sell at 30% off. I don't know where is he going to go raid the soup kitchens? I don't know where he thinks groceries come from.
Well, you know, after I heard the news today, I realized, you know, he's not going to get those stores built by 2030 or 2029, no. Like you said. And the reason why. It's the RFP process. Now, for those who don't know, RFP process is a request for proposal. So you basically put your proposal out there and you send it out to different companies and have them to make the proposal. And the things they're putting in there are inconsistent. You know, they'll have things like they'll be required to have
Let's give it a minute.
Is he going to have the stuff, you know, prepared in the deli somewhere else and shipped it? It'll cost to somebody, and they've only given three locations, and they're looking for someone in the RFP to take on five locations. Well, how can you guarantee, you know, the cost, stuff like that, if you don't even know what... where they're going to be, what the taxes are.
It really does remind me of when the state was trying to get Swadley to build restaurants in all the state parks. And then when he came back and showed them how much it was going to cost, and they said, what? I mean, that's what this reminds me of.
Oh, so does that mean my Dami's going to end up in the Oklahoma City County Jail?
Maybe so. Maybe so. Thank you, Ron, for the call on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Veteran Democratic strategist James Carville says he would leave the Democratic Party if political streamer Hassan Piker became one of its leading voices. Carville made the comments during a Fox News interview, citing concerns about the party's ideological direction. The remarks come as Democratic Socialist candidates gain influence in some Democratic primaries, fueling debate over the party's future. Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte is officially ending its summer vacation soon. Monica Nelson reports.
After spending the summer in hiding, the PSL is reportedly ready to reclaim its title as the unofficial flavor of fall. Experts predict an immediate spike in cozy vibes, even though it could be triple digits outside. So mark your calendars. August 25th, the pumpkin spice latte is back. And once again, fall is arriving months before any leaves get the memo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
After a wreck, the insurance company may call quickly and ask for a recorded statement. They may sound friendly. They may say they just need your side of the story. We've litigated cases where those early statements became a major issue because the person did not have a lawyer. A person says, I'm okay, because they're shaken up and full of adrenaline. Later, when the pain sets in, the insurance company points out to that statement and says, see, you weren't hurt. Before you give a recorded statement, remember this. The adjuster is trained. You are not. Their job is to protect the insurance company. If you've been in a wreck, get advice before you say something that can be used against you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Southwest Oklahoma City family safely escaped a house fire early this morning thanks to working smoke detectors in the home. Firefighters reported that four people were asleep inside when the alarm sounded, with everyone making it out safely without any injuries reported. The fire did damage the kitchen and part of the exterior of the home, and investigators are still working to determine what caused the fire. No details on the extent of the damage have been released. Attorney General Gentner Drummond says he supports a U.S. Senate investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci and the federal response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Drummond also says his office will examine whether any Oklahoma laws may have been violated as well. He cited concerns raised during recent Senate hearings, but no criminal charges have yet been filed. The review remains in its early stages. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is continuing its transition to food service provider Aramark. Officials say the new menus include more fresh produce, better protein options, and expanded dietary accommodations. Corrections leaders believe better nutrition can improve health and reduce tension inside prisons, with a statewide rollout continuing over the next several months. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit jditso.com. JD IT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Gettner Drummond wants to investigate Anthony Fauci. Where you been, Gettner Drummond? That should have happened probably 4 years ago. We'll talk more about it as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow, expect breezy and hot conditions with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 75. As for Thursday, anticipate periods of clouds and sunshine with toasty conditions and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Rudy writes, Lee, I guess, as you call them, those idiots at Channel 4 don't like James Taylor as a candidate for superintendent of public schools. In a recent interview, Spencer Humphrey, the reporter, asked Taylor a basic question regarding his policy. Phonics is going to be taught and is a requirement that the teachers are teaching phonics and cursive, Taylor said. There's also no social promotion, and if they don't get the concept, they don't get passed to the next class level. Because it's the end of the year, they'll have to get the concept down. The legislature's provided money to hire reading specialists, and the amount is about 20. We need more because when you've got about 541 different school districts for 20 reading specialists, it doesn't go a long way, but it's a start, Taylor said. Then the reporter said, oh, you mentioned we had 541 school districts. At a recent forum, you floated the idea of consolidating those. Is that your position? And he said, no, I didn't say that. I never said consolidation. Those words never came out of my mouth. I said what we would like to focus on is to have one school superintendent per each county. Is that something you'd like to see implemented at some point? And then they asked him about the furry issue, how some students dress as animals and insist on being given special places to eat and litter boxes. He was asked which schools had that issue. That was when Taylor got up and left. And I don't blame him because Franklin wasn't being asked those questions. And by the way, the school that had the issue with the furries was a junior high in Owosso. If Taylor didn't know that answer, he probably should have said, it doesn't matter which school, it will not be permitted in Oklahoma. And Spencer Humphrey didn't even ask similar questions of Franklin. So, yeah, Rudy, I think Channel 4's idiots at Channel 4 have chosen sides. And once again, Spencer Humphrey gets my Nitwits Reporting the News Award. Because he is. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Should Trump decapitate the Iranians? Gettner Drummond wants to investigate Fauci. Where has he been? He said plenty of time to do that. Fauci has been investigated by the United States Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee for his and the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. He's been pardoned, which means he can't be federally prosecuted, but he can be prosecuted at the state level and he can be sued at the state level, which is why he kept answering, I plead the fifth, I plead the fifth, I plead the fifth. Drummond is also directing his office to investigate whether Oklahoma law was violated by Fauci's actions during the pandemic. Drummond, you've had 4 years to do this. Where the hell have you been? Including whether the evidence supports offenses such as criminal fraud or conspiracy to defraud the state. Drummond's office said the Attorney General expressed concerns over Fauci's repeated use of the Fifth Amendment during his July 29th testimony, despite receiving an unconditional presidential pardon. In a letter to committee chairman Rand Paul, Drummond cited diary entries released by the committee that appeared to contradict the statements Fauci made in public. And again, I ask you, I don't know of any boy that keeps a diary in pre-adolescence and adolescence. I know of maybe men who keep journals. Usually they're novelists or they're looking for story ideas, so they write down stuff so that they remember certain experiences. But it's usually not how they felt about something. It's not a dear diary. I was at a dinner party today, and I had so many great celebrities and political figures giving me all kinds of praise. What? What? Now, I've never seen Fauci with a woman, so I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have that in his life to give him the validation that he needs. But you read through his diary, and I said this yesterday, you read through his diary and it's like, what a narcissist. And I got to tell you, I know I am somewhat a narcissist, okay? I admit it. I am not a narcissist to the point where I've got a disorder. Some people are narcissists to the point that that you don't want to be around them. Because that's all they know how to do is to pump themselves up and bring you down in the process. That's called narcissistic personality disorder. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to have a certain amount of ego to do what I do. I get that. But I don't keep a diary reminding myself how great I am. Now, that is weird. That is weird. Especially for an 85-year-old man. And if I'm wrong, convince me. 405-608-4377. Argue if I'm wrong. I've been through creative writing classes where you sit down and you just start writing whatever stream of consciousness, whatever is in your head. Okay. You sit down and you just write for 5 minutes, whatever's in your head. Then you go back and you look at what you've written and you start circling the things you find most interesting. And then the things you find most interesting a lot of times will spur a story or an idea and I do that a lot when it comes to writing a promotional announcement, or maybe a comedy bit, or maybe a story. Hell, I even did it to write a eulogy for a family member. How do you write a eulogy for a family member that you don't really know that well? Well, then I sat down and wrote down everything I remembered about that family member. And all of a sudden, I had a beautiful eulogy. That's different than writing in a diary each and every day how great you think you are. Am I wacky about this or what? And the other thing you don't want to do is when you're at a level that Fauci was at, you don't want to do that because it could be found. And then it could incriminate you, okay? J. Edgar Hoover is an example. J. Edgar Hoover kept files on everybody just in case he needed to use them. A lot of times he didn't need to use them. And then it came to light that, okay, he had a companion, a male companion, for most of his life. But you never saw them doing anything other than having a drink together or maybe attending a social event together. Okay, all right. And besides that, that was at a time when homosexuality was illegal. So I don't mind that J. Edgar Hoover was probably a homosexual. He didn't write about it in a diary. For that reason. As much of a sleazebag as he was keeping files on other people just to keep his own job, he didn't do that. All right, let's see. The apparent contradictions between Fauci's public statements and private diary entries warrant careful scrutiny, said Drummond. All right. So here, I'm going to give Drummond the benefit of the doubt here. He's citing the recent releases of the diary entries. Okay, that's the reason you want Fauci investigated, or is it because you're running for office and you're going to latch on to anything you think is worth latching on to that the people will go, yeah, you go, boy, you go get them? 405-608-4377. What do you want to do for the state of Oklahoma? How about that? What is going after Fauci going to do for the state of Oklahoma? 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name is Russell from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Russell. Tell me, what did you write in your diary today?
I'm a little bit too old to have a diary.
Okay, so you're agreeing with what I just said. You're agreeing with what I just said. Am I right?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
There's a lot of things that I've done and seen and thought that I don't want to remember, Russell. That's why I wouldn't write them down.
Yeah. Well, you also would have skeletons in your closet.
I don't.
If you wrote a diary and came out.
I don't have any skeletons in my closet.
Well, my family does.
I mean, there was that dark period where I spent a summer in a Turkish prison, but, I mean, we don't want to think about that. I mean, and then there was that time that I ran off with my cousin. She said she was 18.
Now, we ain't in Northern Arkansas. Anyway.
Yes, anyway, I'm sorry. Let's stay on topic. That's not, you didn't call to have me harass you with a lot of dumb questions.
Well, for Oklahoma News, mm-hmm. I'm just reading here that the unemployment rate for the state of Oklahoma for June of 2026 is
4.2%. 4.2%!
And that is ranked 23rd in the nation.
23rd in the nation!
Ooh.
It's a wonder we're not all starving to death.
Ooh, burn. But anyway, ever since January 2010 till now, we've always been under the national average.
I was going to say, that 4.2% is under the national average.
Yes.
Yes.
And the one that has the highest unemployment rate is Love County. And the lowest is Dewey County.
Well, that's because nobody lives in Dewey County.
Ooh, burn!
But in Oklahoma County, it's 4.4. Mm-hmm. So
okay. Well, anyway. That's because everybody lives in it. It's the most populous county in the state.
Yeah, and it's mm-hmm. The largest labor force in the state.
Yeah, so if you were to take the amount of jobs that are available versus the amount of people who are unemployed and put that ratio together, then you would that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. You said something yesterday. I didn't get the chance to call in, but yesterday about a city in Louisiana that was kind of like a ghost town.
Oh, well, the town that I grew up in, it's not a ghost town, but it almost is. Because when the oil industry dried up, it dried up.
Yeah.
And it had opportunities to grow that it did not take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that got me thinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I brought it up in the context of data centers, and I'm not saying everybody's going to have a data center, but what I'm saying is when you have an opportunity to grow as a municipality, you probably should look into it and take it. Now, one of the things that happened in my hometown was an outside Saudi Arabian businessman financed a refinery to refine ethanol out of all the sugar they were growing around there. And that provided jobs for building it. That provided jobs. And then the market, the bottom fell out of the market of ethanol because the only way people were buying it is if it were subsidized by the government, and that's still the case. So that didn't last very long.
Anyway, point that I was going, the thought I had was, mm-hmm. I was thinking outside the box, is there, and this is, since you said ghost town, there are approximately 2,000 ghost towns within the state of Oklahoma.
Oh,
which means
I know one of them's called Maud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, burn.
I mean, technically, it is a ghost town. To be a ghost town, there has to be, you know, a certain amount of available abandoned buildings. There has to be a certain amount of abandoned businesses, that kind of thing. There are still people who live in Maud, but it is considered a ghost town because you just about have to leave town to go and get anything, groceries, gas, anything.
Yeah. And I only have one stop sign in the whole town.
Just about.
Okay.
More people. More people are in the cemetery than are actually walking upright and breathing air.
Ooh, burn.
So I'm thinking, not all of them can have a data center, but you can at least put 500.
You could put a data center in Maud, and it could take all the power, and it could take all the water, and nobody would notice the difference. So,
I went to a church function last night, and one of the people that goes to my church is a teacher, and I told him, if you could, what's your biggest pet peeve about the education within the state of Oklahoma? And he's an eighth grade math teacher within the state of Oklahoma City School District, and he said, but the students are not making it to where they even want to try.
Yeah.
Like, if they get, like, if they just bombed, like, a test, he said, I have to give them at least a 50. A 50%.
Yeah.
I have to give them that. And the parents, half the parents are not even
engaged. They don't care.
Engaged. Yeah. And is there a super or a guy running for superintendent that's named Franklin? Okay, he's going for him. And I haven't heard from him. Oh, I don't know anything about him. But he wasn't a big fan of Ryan Walters. And I said, what? Why? And he said he didn't even try to apply for any of the grants for the state of Oklahoma for education.
And he didn't because those grants would come with stipulations. Okay, you can get this grant, but you have to pass a certain amount of people. You have to do this. You have to teach DEI. You have to teach wokeness. You have to teach how awful the United States is as a country and so on. That's why Ryan Walters didn't do it.
Okay. Well, that just proves one.
Yeah.
I'm researching. Getting involved in my...
And that's why I like James Taylor. Is he a perfect candidate? No, but I think he spent more time in the classroom than Franklin has. And there's this notion that, well, James Taylor doesn't have any administrative experience. I don't want someone with administrative experience. I want someone who knows what it's like to teach a classroom full of kids, what the teacher needs, what the classroom needs. I don't care what the union needs or the administration needs. I want that state superintendent of education to be focused on the classroom and the teacher. And of the two that are now running, at least on the Republican side, it looks to me like James Taylor is the most qualified.
Well, I do agree with him with making only 77 school districts. But I think we need to, just cut all the way down to 77 just automatically, lower it down just a little bit, and then lower it down a little bit.
And I don't know that he can. I really don't know that he can, because from what I understand, once upon a time we did have one school superintendent per county, and it was voted down or something. I got to do some more homework on that. But I got to run. Russell, thanks for the call, and thanks for looking into those things on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So I had the distinct privilege of spending a vacation with my grandnephew. His name is Watson. He's 9 years of age, and he's very bright. And he was watching his cartoons on the satellite television that we had at that cabin. And a bunch of bad advertising came on in between the cartoons about bad products. And he looks at it, and he big sigh, and he goes, another artificial intelligence-generated commercial. I said, how do you know? Well, the men all look the same, except they have different haircuts, and they all have the same voice. And I said, would that make you want to go buy whatever it is they're selling? No, because if it's an artificially generated advertisement, that means what their product is artificial. At 9 years of age, he gets it. Authenticity is what it's all about, and that's what Frontier Motors is all about, authenticity. That's why they still do it the old-fashioned way, meeting you, talking to you, one-on-one, shaking your hand. And whether it's an oil change, whether it's looking at a new car, whether it's looking at fleet vehicles, they're there to walk you through it in person. And whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, they're also there to deal with it after the sale. They're just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are at El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66. Sometimes the old school way is the best way, and that's the way they do it at Frontier Motors. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
JDIT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit JDITSO.com. JDIT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch BP9A1K compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock. And come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Korth. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. We have a lot to talk about on your hump day Wednesday. It's Griftbusters. We'll have Tara Hardinen talking about the latest scams targeting your wallet. Plus, all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept. We'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It's a great big show coming up at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. You don't want to miss it.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The way you work it. 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive. Should Trump decapitate the Iranians? Gettner Drummond wants to investigate Fauci. Where you been, Gettner Drummond? James Taylor thinks we should have one superintendent per county. What do you think? And Jonathan writes, Lee, in terms of Iran, they're saying our centrifuges are buried beneath 300 feet of solid granite, and your force is completely useless against all of our mountains. Israel responds saying, we don't need to destroy the mountain. We simply seal the tunnels and turn your underground bunker into the world's most expensive bomb.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for writing in, Jonathan. 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com. The email address, there is more to the Jesse Butler case. If you don't remember that, it was the Stillwater case that a lot of people were outraged about. More on Drummond, federal judge to hear charter school case in Oklahoma. Also,
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. OKC police searching for a suspect after an overnight shooting. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The uncontained Spokane, Washington wildfires have now forced almost 65,000 people from their homes, and one person has been arrested. Monica Nelson reports.
Incident Commander Tom Clemo says the full extent of the devastation is not yet clear.
The next week or so are going to be extremely difficult.
Spokane County Sheriff John Knowles says 37-year-old Aaron Farinacci has been arrested in connection with one of the fires.
When he was detained, he was found to be in possession of some waterproof matches and a butane lighter.
He's been arrested for arson.
President Trump says he looks forward to Todd Blanche being confirmed as the next attorney general.
Trump's pick to head the DOJ was stalled by two Republican senators who wanted Blanche to issue a formal order terminating the anti-weaponization fund.
He's going to do a great job. Everybody knows it. And I understand there's been a sign-off, but I don't know what they agreed. I think Todd Blanche agreed to reconfirm things that he's already said.
That was done on Sunday, and Trump told reporters on Monday he's not aware of the deal's specifics, but Blanche will be a great AG. The $1.8 billion fund would have been used to compensate January 6th defendants and others who say they were targeted by the Justice Department. Blanche's first vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee is today. His first full Senate vote is expected before the August recess. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The United States government is issuing an active security warning for Americans traveling to Cuba as the island grapples with a total power failure. Michael Kastner reports.
This marks the sixth time the island's energy infrastructure has completely failed this year alone. Restoration efforts were briefly successful in parts of Havana yesterday, but a secondary failure wiped out those gains. The continuous blackouts are leaving over 10 million residents without power, water, or cell service amid sweltering summer heat.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
An Iowa congressional.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect after an overnight shooting at an apartment complex. Britain with one person injured and taken to a hospital. Police say that victim is expected to recover, but no suspect information has currently been released. Two juveniles are in custody after three dogs were stolen from a Duncan Veterinary Hospital. Police say all three stolen dogs have been recovered alive, with investigators also finding seven additional dogs while serving a search warrant connected to the same case. Authorities are now trying to identify the animals and determine whether they'd been reported missing as the investigation continues. A legal dispute over inmate transportation is once again returning to court in Oklahoma. The case centers on whether the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office or the Oklahoma County Jail Trust is responsible for transporting inmates to court appearances. The disagreement has already resulted in multiple lawsuits and missed court dates for dozens of inmates. A Canadian county judge is expected to hear arguments, and the ruling could affect jail operations moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Oklahoma City was to decide whether or not they're going to continue to use license plate readers. But they put it off. Why? As the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow, expect breezy and hot conditions with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 75. As for Thursday, anticipate periods of clouds and sunshine with toasty conditions and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
We are not going to win.
The new Freedom 96.9.
The war against some kind of ID.
Not last week.
Democratic Party's agenda.
Not yesterday.
Doesn't really ever get 51%.
Keep up with what's happening.
This guy's nuts.
Now.
He makes no sense in the real world.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
It's a bunch of overeducated little white turds.
Oklahoma's talk radio.
Who think they know more than other people know.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So revisiting what we've got on the old topic buffet, Trump decapitating Iran in the next 24 hours. Is it going to happen? Or is Saudi Arabia talking him out of it? Gettner Drummond says now that certain passages from Fauci's diary have been released, we need to investigate at the state level what his actions did to our state. I'll grant that a lot of what was released out of Fauci's diary is really squirrely. I mean, just squirrely. It sounds like the ramblings of an 11-year-old girl, not an 85-year-old head of a federal agency. But okay, Gettner Drummond. Now, maybe instead of being opportunistic about doing this now, if you were seriously concerned with some of the things that Fauci had done affecting Oklahoma's economy, you could have started this investigation before now. Maybe the aluminum smelter in Inola is the decision of the people of Inola and not you? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. And Oklahoma has to decide if it's going to continue to use traffic cameras. Well, it uses traffic cameras, but these are the so-called flock cameras that take license plate data. And if that data matches any kind of criminal records, it helps them track down where that vehicle is. So let's say a vehicle is stolen in New York, and they drive through a flock camera at, 115th and Broadway in Edmond. And it catches it and it says, hey, look, here's that car from New York. They can then alert the FBI, and the FBI can take it from there. Why would we stop using that? Well, they were supposed to decide today, and the flock cameras are in Oklahoma City proper, so the Edmond example is not a good one, but you get the point. The city council was supposed to decide whether or not they're going to continue to use those today. They decided to table, well, they put it off, and I'll tell you why coming up. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And the Jesse Butler case. All right, Jesse Butler is the teen. Couple years ago, getting with his babies, okay? Getting with his lady, talking his lady into doing some spicy things in the bedroom. And then filming them while he did it. All right. More than once, he did it with two girls. Evidently involving some sort of strangulation. All right. Well, they were trying to get him arrested for abusing them, sexually assaulting them. And then all of a sudden, those cases were dropped. And we don't know why the cases were dropped. I surmised that somewhere on the videotapes that he took, there was consent. I'm not happy about it because if these girls were put in a position where they were uncomfortable and he didn't honor that uncomfortability, that's not good. But if he's got them consenting to the exercise, there's really not a way that a jury's going to say, yeah, he abused them. All right, well, there's more to this case that has bubbled to the surface, and I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. He was let go, by the way. He was not charged. I think he did some community service, and then that was that, and everybody was outraged. I, at the time, said, yes, it is outrageous, but somewhere they and because he was a minor at the time and it involved minors at the time, a lot of the details were not revealed. And I had several lawyers call me and say, yeah, that sounds to me like what happened, too. Somewhere along the line, consent was established, or at least a form of consent that would not convict him beyond a reasonable doubt. There was enough consent to form reasonable doubt. Anyway, the case may not be over, and I'll explain why. So all that's coming up, and your calls, 405-608-4377. It's on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Here we go again. Two more state lawmakers are going to look into the insurance industry to see why the rates are so high. And the rates are high because of our propensity to storm damage. Now, I don't know if they're going to find anything, and if they find something, I don't know if they can do anything about it. But what you can do about it is make sure you have a decent contractor who will go over everything with your insurance company to make sure they do pay for everything that is necessary. Not just necessary, but to fortify the damage to your house from whatever the storm may be, whether it's wind, whether it's hail, whether it's tornado, whether it's heat. Because heat can even damage things. McRoof is my roofer, and he is always at the top of the list when it comes to these contractors. He also almost personally knows each and every insurance representative in the state because he has to deal with them. And then he'll explain, once the inspection is done of your roof, what needs to be done to fortify that roof so it'll better withstand what is coming or what could come from Oklahoma weather. And then your insurance company will go, oh, I had no idea. McRoof, McRoof.us. Talk about build back better, but Joe Biden has nothing to do with it. Scott McCollum of McRoof does. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, powered by Roof RX, and saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, Anchor Weather Forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 75. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 101 the high. Low tomorrow night, 75. Thursday, sunny, high 100. Matthews Mansion reporting 104. Matthews Mobile reporting 103. and the Matthews Office Building. It's 102 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So the Payne and Logan County District Attorney says its office is working with federal authorities to review the case against Jesse Butler after a judge dismissed the remaining state criminal proceedings, arguing that Oklahoma law prevents prosecutors from pursuing the case further. Following what District Attorney Jeremiah Gregory called the final hearing in Butler's criminal case, Gregory released a statement criticizing the defensive claims of Butler's innocence, saying they had no bearing on the legal issues before the court. As was previously reported, Butler's state criminal case drew significant public attention. The case was filed and prosecuted before he took office, Gregory took office, but Butler had already entered a plea and been sentenced before he became district attorney. Gregory said the U.S. Constitution's Double Jeopardy Clause prevents Oklahoma from prosecuting Butler again. I'm not a legal scholar, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I'm afraid I agree. It's a double jeopardy case, and the Constitution says you cannot be tried twice for a crime you have already been acquitted of. Gregory said the state had no legal path to pursue additional criminal charges in the case, but that doesn't matter. The case was still dismissed. He said his office intends to submit the matter to federal prosecutors for review. I don't think he's going to get very far. According to Gregory, the federal government is considering a separate sovereign from the state of Oklahoma, meaning a federal review would not be barred by the state's previous prosecution. I think it would. He did not identify which federal agency will receive the case for review, and the statement does not indicate whether any federal charges are being considered, and so on and so forth. So, again, this was the case where he was able to talk these girls into doing things. And he videotaped them, and they later came back and said, wait a minute, this was sexual assault, and they tried to get him charged with sexual assault, and at some point, the case just fell apart. And he was let go with basically a slap on the wrist and public service. Now, there was a lot of people that were saying at the time, oh, he must know somebody. His mother is a bigwig with OSU. No, it had nothing to do with that, I don't believe. I think it had everything to do with what the videotapes showed. And at some point, they must have showed some form of consent. Casting reasonable doubt. Because convictions have to be beyond reasonable doubt. That's what let O.J. Simpson go from his murder trial. They were able to produce reasonable doubt. Even though I'm pretty sure he did it, all the evidence seemed to point that he did it, there was enough of the botched investigation to cast reasonable doubt, and that's how he got off. Now, the families of the victims have also come back and said they were going to try a civil suit against the kid or the kid's families. I don't know how successful they're going to be because, again, all this happened when they were all minors. They aren't anymore, but when this happened, they were minors. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Ann writes, Lee, back in 1983, union leaders admitted to the Washington Post that union rules priced Americans out of construction. That's why construction went from all Anglo to all Hispanic laborers building homes for cash under the table. I don't know about that, Anne, because not all construction is union. Some is, but not all of it. A federal judge is going to hear the charter school case, and this again is another what did I tell you moment on Freedom 96.9. This is the case of a charter school receiving state money, which is, and this is one of the things I agree with Gettner Drummond on, our state constitution says state money will not go to a religious institution. However, there have been U.S. Supreme Court cases that have ruled federal and state money can go to a religious institution if the stipulation of joining that institution is lifted. So, in other words, you can have a Jewish charter school that takes state money if you don't require the students to become Jewish. At least that's what the U.S. Supreme Court ruled. What do you think? Should Trump decapitate the Iranians? Gettner Drummond wants to investigate Fauci. James Taylor, the candidate for state superintendent of education, says we should have one superintendent per county. What do you think? 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Wherever there's government bureaucracy, there is an opportunity for unscrupulous people to make money. And that's why when it comes to signing up for Medicare, I would like for you to use the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Eunice Corey is not just here to take advantage of what might be a bureaucracy. Eunice Corey is involved in the community. Throughout the year, she does several charitable events and participates in the community that she believes so much in. And that's why she's here to believe in you and help you get signed up for what you've got coming when it comes to Medicare. So if you were born in 1961 or are getting all those pesky phone calls, emails, texts, and snail mails, give them a call. 405-848-5790. Eunice Corey and the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll come out, talk things over with you, go over what your needs are, whether that's insurance, whether that's health, whether that's money. And then they can fill in the blanks wherever that need is and put together a plan that works for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Deal with somebody who is here, embedded, and cares about the community. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at Freedom 96.9.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
40% of all the new data centers are being protested.
Yeah.
One of which was, I don't want my utility bill to go up because the data center is sucking all the power. So they say you gotta, this is almost a voluntary thing, right? You have to have your own power and add to the grid of that state.
You know me, I don't want more regulation, but I do think that I want more than just a pledge.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Calling for clear skies tonight. We've got a low of 75, sunny and hot tomorrow, high of 101. Tomorrow night, 75 for a low. Into Thursday, high of 100. Matthews Mansion reporting 104. Matthews Mobile reporting 103. And the Matthews Office Building 102. That just so happens to be where Oklahoma's Talk Radio is. Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews. And Ron is in Moore. Or is it Moore Ron?
Hey, Lee. I had a question about the breakdown of the monies that go to students in Oklahoma.
I'll do my best. There's a lot of facts and figures out there, and some of them are accurate and some of them aren't.
How much are we spending? My figures were anywhere from like 8,000 to 15,000 per student.
Per student, per yes. That's yeah, about right.
Per student.
That's about right, yeah.
And when you start breaking that down on an average of 20 students per classroom, that's a lot of money. And I was
that
just
is.
Wondering how that breaks down and how our teachers seem not to get enough money, especially with so many of the the superintendents and everything in all the classrooms.
Yeah. Because a lot of that money goes to administration. It doesn't go to the classroom. Now, you keep hearing this statistic, and the idiots at Channel 4 keeps touting it as much as they can. We're 50th in the nation when it comes to education. That's the figures they're using. They're using the amount of money we spend per student versus the amount of students that go to college. So they're not counting a couple of things. They're not counting the amount of students that then go on to junior college, a system by which we have an excellent system, by the way, because if you go through the public school system, other than a few lab fees and book fees, you don't have to pay tuition to go to junior college or to trade school, if that's what you choose. And then the other thing they didn't count was cost of living. So when you put cost of living into the mix and compare us to other states, we're around 23, not 50. We're around 23 in terms of how much we spend per student. And that's about right. That's right there in the middle. So let's be fair about the numbers and not manipulate the numbers. Okay, so there's that. But on top of that, we've got 514 school districts, Ron, and I've always thought that that is an incredible amount for a state of our population. We don't need that many administrators, assistant administrators, directors of curriculum, and so on.
Now, if I did my figures right, and the research I did, each one of those superintendents is getting somewhere around 115 around the average about that. And if you
and in all fairness, many of them are also either coaches or principals or whatnot. Fairness. Okay.
Right. But you multiply that out by the how many school districts we have. That's $80 million of
that
our
is.
Budget that is going.
That is. And then
that,
and then
you seem
and,
right.
And then you sit there and say, well, no wonder 40% of our budget goes to education.
Right. And then that money that's supposed to go to the kids, and this is just a pet peeve that I have, is supposed to go to school supplies, but every year we have to go out and buy X amount of dollars in school supplies for each one of our kids because they can't
afford
paper.
Or donate to a program that's trying to get supplies for the kids.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to do that. And that's where the blame, at least in my book, falls back to the teachers' unions. And when I say teachers' unions, I mean the OAB, which is a branch of the NAB, and the OAE and the NAE, and then the American Federation of Teachers. All three of those. Now, there are other unions that are not, that aren't leftists. So, and they actually are there to protect teachers from liability, and they do a good job of doing that. But the big unions, the ones that are trying their best to control all of the money and don't want us to consolidate education because that takes money out of their pocket, that takes money out of administration, those are the ones that are pushing some of these agendas we don't like. I've got an article I'm going to share here in just a few minutes about the direct connection between, and I don't know if you remember this, back in 2018, the teacher walkout?
Yes.
Yeah, because they had just gotten a raise, but that wasn't enough. They decided to walk out anyway. And by the way, they didn't get any more money out of it. And I'll tell you what was behind all that if you hang on. So, Ron, thanks a lot for listening in and calling in to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's going to drive you nuts, but you're on the right track.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A Spokane, Washington man with a prior manslaughter conviction is under arrest in connection with the largest of three regional wildfires that have displaced thousands and destroyed hundreds of structures.
Sheriff John Knoll says Aaron Farinacci was taken into custody without incident.
He executed an arrest warrant and search warrant. in the city of Spokane, and we took 37-year-old Aaron Farnacci, a convicted felon, into custody on a single charge of arson in the first degree.
Farnacci is being held on $1 million bond. His arrest followed a witness report describing a man near the Old Trails fire shortly before it ignited on Saturday. Officials say more than 700 structures have been destroyed in the area, but the full extent of the damage is not yet known. The wildfires are 0% contained. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson has already declared a statewide emergency. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
After a wreck, the insurance company may call quickly and ask for a recorded statement. They may sound friendly. They may say they just need your side of the story. We've litigated cases where those early statements became a major issue because the person did not have a lawyer. A person says, "I'm okay," because they're shaken up and full of adrenaline. Later, when the pain sets in, the insurance company points out to that statement and says, "See, you weren't hurt." Before you give a recorded statement, remember this. The adjuster is trained. You are not. Their job is to protect the insurance company. If you've been in a wreck, get advice before you say something that can be used against you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect after an overnight shooting at an apartment complex. The shooting happened near North MacArthur and West Britton, with one person injured and taken to a hospital. Police say that victim is expected to recover, but no suspect information has currently been released. Two juveniles are in custody after three dogs were stolen from a Duncan Veterinary Hospital. Police say all three stolen dogs have been recovered alive, with investigators also finding seven additional dogs while serving a search warrant connected to the same case. Authorities are now trying to identify the animals and determine whether they'd been reported missing as the investigation continues. A legal dispute over inmate transportation is once again returning to court in Oklahoma. The case centers on whether the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office or the Oklahoma County Jail Trust is responsible for transporting inmates to court appearances. The disagreement has already resulted in multiple lawsuits and missed court dates for dozens of inmates. A Canadian county judge is expected to hear arguments, and the ruling could affect jail operations moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo features 12 teams of cowboys competing in five events with one goal: supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us August 15th and 16th at the Lazy Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping at the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
What do you think of James Taylor's idea of a school superintendent for each county instead of each school district? I'm talking about it as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow, expect breezy and hot conditions with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 75. As for they anticipate periods of clouds and sunshine with toasty conditions and a high of 101 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
We have to stop the threat of the communist rhetoric that you're hearing right now, because these people, they don't act. I'm very happy a poll came out. It said they're highly educated, but doing very poorly. In other words, they're losers.
Trump about the red plague that seems to be sweeping the nation. Well, it isn't, actually. It's an exaggeration from the press, but there you go. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Richard is in West Oklahoma. Thank you very much for hanging on, Richard.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to comment about the Oklahoma's the rating on education.
Yeah.
There's a couple things there that no one seems to include or talk about. About 10 or 12 years ago, there was some ratings came out that actually ranked Oklahoma extremely high when they included tests that had aptitude skills.
Uh-huh.
Not just academic skills. And when they included aptitude skills in those nationwide testing, Oklahoma was a top 10 state every year.
Yeah. The statistic that has us at 50th was done by an outfit called Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub is a consumer advocacy group. They're not an education or a scholarly journal of any kind. All they do is look at numbers and then try to manipulate those numbers into something. So these numbers are being taken and touted by the idiots at Channel 4 and other news organizations as reputable numbers, and they're not.
Right, correct. And a lot of students that attend VOTEC schools, especially if they're a full-time VOTEC student,
yeah,
their test scores aren't included in any of that.
Right.
And those are some of the brightest people we have. You know, they're out there learning a skill and a trade.
Yeah.
And that's not measured and included.
And you know what else is not measured? How many people go to the trade school because, well, they don't really know what they want to do with their life. So they're going to go to a trade school and they're going to dabble in a couple of things. And in doing so, they might figure out, hey, I do want to go to college and be an engineer or whatever it is.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I had one other thing completely off the subject. Is I have looked and I have researched, and I, for the life of me, cannot, maybe you can expand on this, I cannot find any, I understand that President Trump has come out and endorsed Mike Mazie for our governor, but I've yet to find a single document, of reputable document, of why he did that. I don't understand why,
because he's the alternative to Drummond. Trump knows that Drummond is a rhino.
Yeah. See, I mean, from everything that I've read and everything I've done, and I've actually been to a couple events with Mike Mazie has spoke, and I actually early in the campaign thought he would be the best choice. But the more I've listened to him and the more I've researched him, for Western Oklahoma, he's worse than Mary Fallon ever thought about being.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've actually emailed multiple times, and he responded the first time, and I rebutted a few things he responded with, and he will not even return my emails now.
Hmm.
So, I think after watching the debate last night, I think the clearest winner of the debate last night, and I hate to say this, but Cindy Munson was probably the biggest winner out of the debate last night.
Oh,
I thought both candidates hurt. I think both candidates hurt themselves a lot.
Maybe so. And Cindy Munson's not in a runoff, so she's got nothing to lose.
Right. Like I said, she, of course, I mean, you know, And I do believe, I do think that either Republican candidate is still a better choice than her, but I think she gained ground after that last night.
No, I don't, I'm not scoring any points with Drummond by my critique of him. I had a critique of Stitt, and Stitt didn't appear on my program that often either. Stitt turned out to be all right, not terrible, not super. But
I thought his first term he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Second term, I thought he dropped off a long ways.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening, Richard, in Western Oklahoma. Glad to have you along on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and lmatthews@freedom969.com. I think I read that email to you. It's from a woman by the name of Amy, and I suspect Amy is a classmate of mine. I've got several people that I went to high school with that have followed my career, and they listen online no matter where they've wound up, and that's always kind of heartwarming. But at any rate, she had an interesting article she wrote on Facebook about how she doesn't always agree with Trump, his talking in caps, his bombacity, his egomania. But that basically everything he's done for the country has worked and has been good for the country. And that no matter how you feel about Trump, you got one thing and one thing when you're talking about Trump, and that's authenticity. And she's right. And some businesses still believe in that authenticity, one of which is Frontier Motors. Frontier Auto Group, a family-oriented business, while others are succumbing to corporate policies, often corporate policies that ignore you, the customer. They're still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and dealing with you one-on-one. The answers they give may not always be pleasant, but they will be authentic. And that's how they've always done business since 1936. Minutes from anywhere you are in Oklahoma City, just off the Auto Alley in El Reno's Route 66 roundabout, Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Remember that word. Authenticity.
We're talking about news and opinions from DC to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot ADC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch VP9A1K compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock, and come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Korth. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Runaway train never coming back. Freedom 96.9, thank you for the forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 75, sunny tomorrow, and hot, high 101. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Into Thursday, high of 100. Matthews Mansion reporting 104. Matthews Mobile reporting 103. Matthews Office Building 102. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Brad in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, thank you, Lee. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I can report. I actually live in Bethany, but I can report it's 104 in Bethany in the shade.
So. I bet it is. Yeah.
Just pulled in my driveway. I love listening to you when I'm out and about. Been retired for a while, and I usually catch you going back and forth to Tulsa.
Good for you.
Every week or so.
Yeah.
Just quick comment. Heard the talk about the two candidates on the Republican side, Mike Mazzei and Gettner Drummond.
Yeah.
I know Mike Mazzei. 96, my ex-wife ran for office in a heavily Democratic precinct house district, and she 65-35 was the split. She got 45% of the vote. Didn't win, obviously, but Mike is a solid individual, good Christian man. He and Noel are incredible parents. Mike is one-on-one. He's probably one of the best people to talk to down to earth. But he's getting my vote just because I know Mike. I have experience with Mike, and he ran a solid campaign for my ex. Good Republican. I have concerns about Drummond. But you've said it. Rhino, I'm not sure Rhino is even the correct term.
Yeah, I hate using that term, but I will tell you that he's falling into that pattern of a politician that doesn't want you to know what he thinks because he will never tell you what he thinks. Therefore, you have no reason to argue with him.
I agree. Yeah. I noticed that his... And I hate campaign season. I hate the ads, the constant ads. And we took a little respite from those, and now they've picked back up. And I've noticed that a lot of his ads, Drummond's ads, have started to mimic some of what Mike ran on first, you know, as a Christian church, that kind of thing. You know, Drummond's got his Omni, Oklahoma, went to church and met Jesus there and those kind of things. And I'm a Christian, and I appreciate Christian leadership, Christian representation, but it's just a little uneasy, a little, I don't say taken aback, but I kind of went, whenever I saw his church and my folks lived in Omni for years, small town, the Drummonds are well known over in Huska, Drummond Ranch, and those type of things. I appreciate his service, appreciate him in the Gulf. I think he was one of the first fighter pilots. I appreciate that commitment. But I don't trust him. I just don't believe him. I know Mike. That's why I'm sticking with Mike Mazzei.
And I don't know Mike Mazzei. But when I look at, okay, who is going to be the best person to do this job, I want someone who has a platform. I want someone who's going to give me something to vote for, not against. Now, my first choice was Jake Merrick, because Jake Merrick had a huge, he had a whole volume of things he wanted to do. All right, and at the time, I even told him to his face, you're going to have to do a lot of work in the East and a lot of work in the West, because everybody in Central Oklahoma is going to know who you are. Nobody in the East is going to know who you are, and nobody in the West is going to know who you are. So that's where you're going to need to concentrate a lot of your time.
Right.
And whether he did, I don't know, because I didn't monitor it. But he didn't make it into the runoff. So Mazzei did, and that means Mazzei had the means by which he could get more money and secure more money. I was a little uneasy at first because a lot of it, I thought, was coming from out of state. And so when a lot comes from out of state, that means you will owe out-of-state entities favors. But then when I started seeing some of the things that Drummond was attaching himself to, and don't get me wrong, I voted for Drummond for attorney general because when he was running for attorney general, I thought he was the best candidate. But then as attorney general, he's done some things that I disagreed with, and he's inserted himself into arguments that he had no business inserting himself into. And that was that was opportunism. That was him trying to get free publicity for something that he thought people would say, yeah, I'm for this guy because look what he's doing. And I'm like, he had no business doing that. And he has yet to say what he wants to do. Now, at least Mazzei has said, I want to either eliminate or remove the property tax for the elderly. I'm all for that.
Right.
I don't think we should have property tax at all, but okay, at least get rid of it when you paid for your property. He talked about the income tax. I don't think he can get that done, but that's not what I'm asking him to do. At least he's got something for me to vote for.
Right. Well, Lee, we both know if property taxes on elderly, and you know Oklahoma County has that, but there's a threshold, income threshold, that you have to meet to be exempt, or freeze for that matter.
Yeah.
But we both know is if those taxes are eliminated, they're going to have to come from somewhere else.
They will have to come from somewhere else, but to me it'll be more constitutional if it's a sales tax or gas or whatever, consumption, whatever it may be. I don't have the answer. That's why I'm voting for someone to have the answer.
There you go.
And then the other issue is going to be data centers. They're going to, either one of those candidates is going to have to get into that fight, whether or not they're pro-data center or not pro-data center. And neither one of them is saying anything about that right now, I know.
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little. Drummond has pointed out that Mazie was in favor of the INOLA foreign-funded data center. No, I'm sorry. That was a smelter.
The aluminum smelter. And he keeps trying to make that a bad thing. And I'm like, why is that a bad thing? That cannot be a bad thing. It's only a bad thing if it's being forced on the people of INOLA. And I don't think it is. The people of INOLA should have a say in that. But if the people of INOLA want that economic development, and believe me, they need it, they should be able to have it.
Yep, those Longhorns could use the jobs in INOLA. Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate you taking my call.
I'm glad you're listening, and you're also thinking, too, on top of all that, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. In the gun shooting community, there are guys who believe, I can tell what that gun is by the sound of it, or I can tell what that gun is even though I'm seeing it from a distance, and no, you can't. But I have seen pictures of the guy who was helping to defend that In-N-Out Burger shooting in Idaho the other day, and it looked like a Fabrique Nationale. Then I looked it up, and it is. It's a Fabrique Nationale M9. With a suppressor. Guess what? H&H Shooting Sports sells both of those things, and they'll walk you through the entire process when it comes to suppressors. It's National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate with incredible savings and fun. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm bundle. That comes with three total magazines because Mo Shots is Mo Betta, Viridian Green Dot Optic, and Range Bag, all $509.99. They've also have the Heckler & Koch CC9 9mm in stock and on sale for 20% off MSRP. And save 15% off all Christensen Arms Evoke rifles. By the way, Ruth over at H&H Shooting Sports, who is German, has told me you must pronounce Heckler & Koch as Heckler & Koch, not Heckler & Koch. Okay, so there's your German lesson for the day. Oh, by the way, every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H for half-price range time. Lots to talk about and even more to enjoy at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey, farmers, are you in the market for a great farm work truck? If you are, come to Northwest Oklahoma's Truck Store, Stevens, Ford, and Enid, where you'll find a great selection of the perfect farm work truck. Ford's cab and chassis. Pick one out from our massive inventory and take $6,000 off the MSRP. That's $6,000 right off the top. Do you want to drive America's favorite and best-looking truck, Ford F-150? Check this one out. A 2026 Ford F-150 4x4 Crew Cab XLT. Pick yours out. Take $6,400 off the MSRP. And get this. Both these trucks qualify for 84-month Ford financing with 2.9% interest. If you are truck shopping, don't waste your time. Come straight to Northwest Oklahoma's Truck Store. And remember,
Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Factory rebates applied with approved credit.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you that a parked car can become deadly in just minutes, even with the windows cracked. Never leave a child or pet alone in a vehicle, not even for a quick stop. Temperatures inside a car can rise more than 20 degrees in just a few minutes. Always look before you lock, and if you see a child or pet alone in a hot vehicle, call 911 immediately. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, down to 75 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, and hot, with a high of 101. Low tomorrow night, 75. Into Thursday, sunny, high 100. Matthews Mansion is reporting 104. Matthews Mobile reporting 103. And Matthews Office Building, 102. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. David is in North Oklahoma. Good to hear from you, David. Thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, I was listening to your station. I listen to it all the time.
Thanks.
And I was listening to your comments about the state superintendent run election. And this James Taylor, I'm all for saving money, 71 years old. He's wanting to have one superintendent per county.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How are they going to pay that one superintendent, depending on how many districts was in that county? Then each school that he is looking over has to have a principal in that school, and they're going to have to pay him more money. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion on that is that they would get rid of the extra superintendents for the extra districts. They wouldn't consolidate districts. They would get rid of the extra administrators, maybe keep an assistant administrator for those districts who would answer to the main administrator for the county, and that would save the state a lot of money. Instead of having all these different administrators, we would have one for each county. So instead of 514 administrators, we'd only have 77.
Right.
Yeah.
But that one superintendent in each one of those counties is going to want more money because he's looking over all those school districts in each one of those, in each county that he's looking after.
Well, he can want it all he wants. It doesn't mean he's going to get it.
Right. But, you know, they're going to have to figure that out. How how are they going to figure that out?
I don't.
Who is going to figure that out?
I don't think there's any figuring out. Well, it would be the State Board of Education that would figure that out. But I don't know that there is anything to figure out except that we're eliminating these positions and we're not going to pay these administrators any more than they're already being paid, because the whole idea is to save money on administration. We spend more per state on administration than any other state in the union.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Enid police investigated reports of a man with a gun at Integris Health. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The White House will bring together some of the biggest names in artificial intelligence today to discuss a new cybersecurity review framework for advanced AI models. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
Representatives from companies including OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic are expected to join the meeting, focused on a voluntary program created under President Trump. The framework would allow the government to evaluate powerful AI systems before they're widely released, including testing whether they could be used to identify vulnerabilities or carry out cyber attacks. Officials say the program is not a licensing requirement, but it comes as concerns grow over the risks posed by AI technology.
Sea lion advocates say about 40% of the pups born at a La Jolla Cove have died this year, far higher than the roughly 10% mortality rate reported at a nearby beach that is closed to the public.
The Sierra Club Seal Society says people getting too close to sea lions can separate pups from their mothers and increase the risk of abandonment. The group wants stronger enforcement, including more warnings, citations, and barriers to keep visitors back from the animals. For now, San Diego Park Rangers are limited to warnings and reports to NOAA, since the city says enforcement and federal marine mammal laws fall to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm John Fink.
David Rifkin, a.k.a. David Z, a Grammy-winning producer, is dead at 78.
He passed away on Sunday at a hospital in Burbank, California, due to complications from an infection. David Z played a role in launching singer Prince's career by producing his early demo recordings and engineering some of his early albums. He's also known for working on Lips Incorporated's Funky Town and Fine Young Cannibals' She Drives Me Crazy. Throughout his career, David Z also collaborated with a long list of artists, including Etta Jones, Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, and Al Green, among others. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Enid investigated reports of a man with a gun at Integris Health Enid Hospital, but found no evidence of an armed person inside the facility upon a search. Officers responded to two separate calls Monday night and searched the hospital, with surveillance footage and witness interviews failing to confirm the reports. No weapon was found and no injuries reported, and police believe misinformation contributed to the incident. Authorities are working to identify human remains discovered by two sisters kayaking on the North Canadian River. The women called 911 after realizing the remains were human, and Pottawatomie County deputies recovered the body from a remote area along the river. Officials say the remains were badly decomposed and have been sent to the medical examiner. Identification could take a while. Attorney General Gentner Drummond has joined attorneys general from around the country in urging the FCC to strengthen anti-robocall rules. The proposal would require phone providers to more thoroughly verify customers using their networks. Drummond says stronger safeguards could help reduce scam calls targeting consumers, as Americans reportedly lost nearly $2 billion to robocall scams last year. Coalition is pushing for stronger oversight nationwide. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
Will the Red Plague continue to take over Michigan? I'm talking about communism. Lee Matthews, we'll talk more about it as Oklahoma's Talk Radio continues on Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow expect breezy and hot conditions with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 75. As for Thursday, anticipate periods of clouds and sunshine with toasty conditions and a high of 101 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We are not going to win.
The new Freedom 96.9.
The war against some kind of ID.
Not last week.
Democratic Party's agenda.
Not yesterday.
Doesn't really ever get 51%.
Keep up with what's happening.
This guy's nuts.
Now.
He makes no sense in the real world.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
It's a bunch of overeducated little white turds.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Who think they know more than other people know.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Can I just say I love that quote from James Carville, a bunch of overeducated white turds. Even he agrees that the communist-leaning wing of his own political party don't... They're overeducated, and they've never had to balance a checkbook. They've never had to struggle for anything. So it's very easy for them to just say, well, we'll just make everything free. Or we'll just put up all these grocery stores, and that way everybody can get the groceries they need. And it's very easy for them. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, lmatthews at freedom969.com. Will Trump decapitate Iran in the next 24 hours the way it needs to be done? I don't know. Saudi Arabia may be standing in the way. Gettner Drummond wants to investigate Fauci. Where you been, Gettner? Well, that should have been done a long time ago. Oklahoma City has to decide if it's going to continue to use traffic cameras. Why have they been putting it off? Oh, and we've been talking a lot about education. You still don't believe that the teachers' unions are socialists? Have I got something for you coming up on Freedom 96.9. Your calls in the meantime, 405-608-4377 and L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Carrie is in McLeod. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for joining in.
Hey, Lee. Guns and ammo for everybody.
And thank you for listening today.
So I wanted to remind everyone, Oklahoma used to have countywide superintendents.
Aha!
And for whatever reason, they decided they didn't need it. Oklahoma is a local controlled state, meaning that they say, okay, whatever happens in the local education agency, that's what needs to happen. So in order for Oklahoma to pass having countywide superintendents, they would have to redo their whole platform. Not that it doesn't need to be done.
Yeah.
Oklahoma has more school districts than Texas.
Yes.
And Texas is a huge state.
Now, here is what I understand is going on with that, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to early territorialhood.
Mm-hmm.
And the school the school districts, you had to have a school district within so many miles of the actual school.
Because it's every 10 miles.
They did not want kids having to walk any more than a few miles to get to school in the early days of education. So, if you wanted to have a school, you had to have a school district to accompany that school.
And as well, the school and the school district said what got a post office.
Yes. Yes.
And so, but the thing about it is Oklahoma has wonderful educators. They really do.
Yes.
But they've all learned that they can't make a living as an Oklahoma regular teacher.
Yeah.
So they go and get their upper education and become an Oklahoma administrator.
Yes. As fast as they can, they get that.
Absolutely. Yes. And until we fix the dichotomy between Oklahoma educator pay and Oklahoma administrators, we won't be able to fix this.
Which is why, rather than just reorganize who is going to be the administrator of what, that's why I think we just need to go ahead and we need to swallow this jagged little pill and consolidate some of these districts.
Absolutely, because you've got little districts that may only graduate 20 people a year.
And the reason for them to be a district no longer exists. Transportation is not a problem anymore.
They will tell you that the reason the school still needs to exist is because it is a community function. I mean, because the school is their community.
And I don't mind them keeping their school. I don't mind, let's pick a county, well, a rural county, Buffalo County. Hydro.
Hydro Ely, they consolidated about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lose their identity. It's still Hydro.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, the issue is Oklahoma has the mentality that, okay, we are entrusting our greatest asset, our children, to these people. And say in Moore, when you get hired on in Moore, you are expected to have you come in with a bachelor's. We're not even talking about the alternative or emergency certification. Mm-hmm. You come in with a bachelor's, you're expected to have a master's within 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And yet we're still paying these people with a master's below what we would pay, say, someone else with a master's.
A geologist with a master's degree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're paying our folks, our teachers, at such a low rate. Until we change that mentality, we will not fix this issue.
And it goes back to territorialhood and statehood. It really does. I mean, Central State University was built to be the education college for the state of Oklahoma. If you wanted to become a teacher, that's where you would go to college.
Central State,
yes.
Southeastern, and Northeastern.
And if you wanted to become an engineer, you went to Oklahoma A&M.
Exactly.
Oklahoma
My
State.
Dad went there.
Yeah. If you wanted
and
to do anything else, you went to Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma.
Exactly. So. And until we have a mind shift,
mm-hmm.
we won't be able to fix this issue.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we will someday, by the grace of God, get somebody in there that understands why.
Yes.
And understands how, I mean, we are one of the lowest, we lose teachers to Texas every year.
Mm-hmm.
Qualified, wonderful teachers. They lost me as a teacher because I couldn't afford to be a teacher. And I'm like, oh, and I loved it. And my students loved it. And my faculty loved it. But I'm sorry, I can't afford it. And so until we have to stop being short-sighted and see the long goal and stop playing for the short goal.
We do. And we have to also let go of this notion that if we consolidate the district, we're going to lose a school or we're going to lose an identity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That school is still going to be there.
Now, in Louisiana, where I grew up, each county had its own school district.
Each parish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And each parish had an administrator and maybe a couple of assistant administrators and maybe a director of curriculum and maybe a nutritionist. The nutritionist's job was to make sure all the lunchrooms were stocked and feeding the kids. The director
exactly.
of curriculum made sure that the teachers were fulfilling the state standards of education. The administrator oversaw the assistant administrators, and the assistant administrators oversaw the principals. And it was a county-by-county operation.
I don't know why Oklahoma abolished
yeah.
it. I still think we need to go back to that.
Except that when we started, we had some counties that were still very rural and didn't have
right.
any school in it at all.
Well, I mean, yeah. if they don't have a school district, I mean, if they don't have a school in it, I mean, that goes back to statehood.
Yeah.
So that if
yeah.
they don't have a school in it, it's not an issue. But like to have 15 or 20, I would say there are at least 20 in the Oklahoma City school district.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It is. Yes.
So I'm just my two cents and a little background.
Yep. Nope. I think you're on the right track, Carrie. You're on the right track. And I know it's not as easy as what we're making it out to be. If it means we have to change our whole school charter, then let's change our whole school charter.
Agreed.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call and for listening in. Carrie and McLeod on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. And you don't believe that the teachers' unions and that a lot of the teacher organizations are socialists? How about this? And this is data from the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. It was in March of 2018, and maybe you remember this, I know I do, the Oklahoma legislature passed one of the largest tax increases in state history, which was quickly signed into law by then-Governor Mary Fallon. Among other things, it funded significant pay raises for the teachers. That wasn't good enough, because as you remember, the teachers and school employees still walked out April 2nd, 2018, and the walkout continued until April 12th, creating a significant learning loss for students and further exacerbating subsequent COVID shutdowns, which followed in 2020 and 2021. No additional pay raises, by the way, or school funding were approved during that strike, as it were. Who was responsible? A pamphlet first issued by the Democrat Socialist Labor Commission and the Young Democrat Socialists of America. Do those names sound familiar to you? That is what the ultra-uber left wing of the Democrat Party calls itself, Democrat Socialist of America, DSA. It credits socialists in the teaching profession with leading roles in launching similar strikes that year in West Virginia and other parts of the nation. Aaron Baker, Oklahoma middle school history teacher, who was an OEA awardee in 2019 and the National Education Association Foundation Gala Award winner, openly touted socialism. In 2018, a post reflecting on teacher walkout, he wrote, These are the seeds of the Oklahoma socialists' revival germinating in the rich soil of progressive Oklahoma. You cannot tell me that the OEA and the NEA are not stemmed in socialism, de facto communism. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, this is Liberty Lee. This is Howard in Watonga.
Hello, Howard in Watonga. Good to hear from you, sir.
Where's McCarthy when you need him again? Because, you know, this whole thing that you're talking about with the school systems, this has permeated all of our institutions in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The communists who infiltrated in the 20th century are now seeing, they're nearly seeing the fulfilling of a dream. We're very, very close to having a surveillance state that's out of control.
Yep.
That whoever's in power, they can basically track your every moment with a GPS on your phone. You know, this is a communist dream to try to have centralized control. But at the end of the day, you know, hopefully you're right in our last conversation that these ideas that, you know, the head of the snake, in my opinion, is the teachers' unions and them getting a hold of our young minds and twisting them towards communism. I don't know how they're going to stop that because not unless, whatever happened to Trump's whole, defund the Department of Education and let the states run their own thing, you know?
Well,
how far along are they with that?
I will tell you one thing that I think is a good that is very combative of the system. Now, the reason we're seeing this red plague kind of take root in some cities is because these are liberal elitists who it's very easy for them to make decisions about what to do with other people's money. But you know, here in Oklahoma, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, you can go to trade school, and the first thing you learn in trade school is a trade. And when you learn that trade, you learn the value of money. You learn the value of work. You learn the
Which is one of the... Yes.
Yeah.
but in a communist-run society, they tell you what you're going to do.
Exactly.
But and you have no choice in the matter.
But in trade schools, you do have a choice, and you quickly learn. You quickly learn. If you decide you want to be a plumber and you go into trade school to become a plumber and you start your apprenticeship and you realize how much work it is, but then at the end of the month and you get your paycheck, you're like, okay, this is what I've worked for. Okay.
Oh, by the way,
if you go to college and spend 4 years getting a degree in something that is useless, you never see that satisfaction. Ever.
No, and you never do, and you get into debt, and the next thing you know, you're in your 30s or 40s living in your mom and dad's basement.
Or worse, your mom and dad are liberal elites, and they pay for it, and you never feel the heat of it, ever. So.
And I went to, when I was in California back in the 90s, I went to school to get a trade. I became an information technology engineer, and by the way, When I went into IT in the late, well, actually in the mid 90s, I started out at Jelly Belly in Fairfield, California, and I started in a manufacturing environment. But I haven't been unemployed since, and that was 34 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely correct. I chose a trade. I did not go to college to learn how to do underwater basket weaving.
Yeah.
I went to college to learn how to make a living and to get a skill set.
Yes.
And I agree with you 1,000%. And that is true freedom. Not, you know, and don't get me wrong, K-12 should, you know, they should be reading. They should learn how to read, write, and do arithmetic and learn how to critically think about their futures. But unfortunately, the government schools have become propaganda machines.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some of the lowest. And by the way, California and Oklahoma have got to be near the bottom when it comes to reading and writing and all that stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I brought up that monologue about our trade school system because we have a very good trade school system.
No, way better than California.
I believe that is why you don't see a lot of these principles take root in Oklahoma, because a good portion of the students don't go to college. They at least go to trade school for a couple of years to figure out what they want to do with their lives. And in so doing, they realize right away the value of a trade.
Do you think they can bring back a McCarthy-like hearing? Like if you are a communist, that we should go after people running for office
and
bar them?
No, I don't. I believe I want everybody to know who the communists are. I want them to show themselves. I don't want it. Yep. They have a freedom of speech, too. They have a freedom to say what they want to say. They have a freedom to be idiots. Okay? And
but they're extremely subversive, though. They are subversive.
They are, but even today, I saw several of the candidates in Michigan, Colorado, and Ohio, the communist candidates, just fall apart when their ideas are attacked with any kind of logic. So they they don't even know why they have the ideas they other than they just feel that way.
You're saying that the communists are just parroting the line and they've got enough rope to hang themselves.
Right, right. Give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. I assure you it's coming. I assure you
it's coming.
No,
I'm telling you. I'm with you, Liberty Lee. Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
Will they destroy the Democrat Party in the process? Maybe.
Well, I mean, that's sad because I thought the Kennedy Democrats were reasonable people.
They are. I mean, my boss is one. My father-in-law was one. I mean, RFK definitely one. I'm starting to see Kennedy Democrat ideas out of Bill Maher. I mean, a Kennedy Democrat is someone you can have a beer with, and you're not going to want to throw your beer bottle at him at the end of the conversation. So
exactly. Well, whatever happened, it was like after the 2000s, it's like people can't have a political difference. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. But I don't know. It seems like people in Oklahoma, well, by the way, California is a lot more polarized than Oklahoma for sure.
Well, and people think California is nuts. You go to Northern California, it's not as nuts as Southern California.
Oh, it's out of control. I mean, there's still reasonable people. You know, Oklahoma used to be a Democrat state, right?
Yes, but it was a John Kennedy Democrat state.
Oh, got it. Yeah. And they're reasonable people. They sat down and they worked things out.
They did, yes.
You know, but see, the thing is these commies, these communists, if you will.
And I'm afraid I'm running late, Howard. I hate to cut you off.
Okay, gotta go.
Before I really get in trouble with the boss on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on The Drive. It really doesn't take a lot of money to make more money. It does take two other things that a lot of us don't have. I know I don't. Patience and a willingness to put it away for a while and not watch it. I'm talking about your savings and your retirement account. And one guy who can help you observe those two principles, patience and let sleeping dogs lie, is Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. It's Lee Matthews. I use him for my finances. He's managing my wealth. I never really thought of it as wealth, but okay. And when the time comes for me to use it, he knows that I know that he knows that I know that it will have grown into a value where I will be more than comfortable. He can do the same to you. Get to know Michael and set an appointment by calling 405-760-5863. First thing he does is talks with you for about an hour because he wants to know who you are. He wants to know where your goals are. He wants to know where your mindset is. And then he and his team will get to work to find a plan that works for you. And it could be $500, it could be $50, it could be $5 million, doesn't really matter. I got an inheritance that I didn't expect to get, and I really don't know what to do with it, but it's just sitting there not doing anything right now.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com. It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nacoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
I ran way late with Howard from Watonga, so I got to scoot along here on Freedom 96.9. Flock cameras. The issue's been delayed. We'll get into why. More of your calls to 405-608-4377. Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews. More of the drive to come.
Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. At least 12 states have reported cyber attacks targeting water systems. U.S. officials believe that may be linked to Iran. Michigan is among the latest states monitoring the activity with federal partners. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos plans to sell around 15 million shares of the company.
The shares are valued at roughly $4.1 billion after the stock reached a record high. The sale is part of a prearranged trading plan adopted last year and follows Amazon's stronger-than-expected quarterly earnings, fueled by continued growth in its cloud computing and artificial intelligence businesses. Despite the sale, Bezos remains one of Amazon's largest shareholders and has routinely sold stock through scheduled trading plans in recent years. I'm at Mattinson.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 907 points, the S&P 500 gained 136 points, and the NASDAQ climbed 671 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network USA, Radio News.
There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Enid investigated reports of a man with a gun at Integris Health Enid Hospital, but found no evidence of an armed person inside the facility upon a search. Officers responded to two separate calls Monday night and searched the hospital, with surveillance footage and witness interviews failing to confirm the reports. No weapon was found and no injuries reported, and police believe misinformation contributed to the incident. Authorities are working to identify human remains discovered by two sisters kayaking on the North Canadian River. The women called 911 after realizing the remains were human, and Pottawatomie County deputies recovered the body from a remote area along the river. Officials say the remains were badly decomposed and have been sent to the medical examiner. Identification could take a while. Attorney General Gentner Drummond has joined attorneys general from around the country in urging the FCC to strengthen anti-robocall rules. The proposal would require phone providers to more thoroughly verify customers using their networks. Drummond says stronger safeguards could help reduce scam calls targeting consumers, as Americans reportedly lost nearly $2 billion to robocall scams last year. Coalition is pushing for stronger oversight nationwide. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health
health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Remember that old folk song, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door? Well, I'm not, hopefully, anytime soon. But if you are knock, knock, knocking on 65's door or retirement's door, whatever that age may be for you, born in 1961, there's a good barometer right there. Or are you getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, and snail mails? I am, but it's from the AARP. It's not from Medicare. But you are eligible if that's the case. And you need somebody to help you knock, knock, knock on the right doors. And that would be the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. No, you don't have to knock, knock, knock on their door. Just ring their phone, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make. And the team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. So call them at 405-848-5790, the Well Preserved Advisory Group. So you'll be knock, knock, knocking on Medicare's door and get what you've got coming to you from the Well Preserved Advisory Group.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch VP9A1K Compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock. And come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Korth. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
Which Middle East nation has decided it's going to step up and try to deal with Iran? Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow expect breezy and hot conditions with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 75. As for Thursday, anticipate periods of clouds and sunshine with toasty conditions and a high of 101 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews in The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So Oklahoma City leaders were supposed to weigh in on whether or not to keep using the automated license plate reader technology today. They were scheduled to consider an agreement to renew the contract with Flock Group at a meeting earlier today. However, it's been deferred to a later date so city staff can make changes in the agreement per Mayor Holt's office anyway. By the way, it's a $270,000 per year contract to do this. So I'm wondering if they're also trying to decide, is it really worth it? Have we significantly thwarted crime using this data? Or are we spending $270,000 per year on something that only minimally affects crime? To me, that's the question, but what do you think? That or anything else you want to chat about, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Don in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on. Hi there.
Hello there. I just called in real quick about last week. I called and was ragging on Lankford for the stuff he'd done in the past. And so I got on the phone Monday, got a hold of his answering machine in Washington, and left a message that was real respectful. Said just basically, Senator Lankford, I've been following you, and that I've seen that you are in favor of the SAVE Act, but you can't stand in the background and be in favor of it. So you've got to step up with the other 17 Republicans and do your job. You're representing us. You got to get in there and do it. So I said, thank you very much. click. So today when I got up, did all my little chores around the house and turned on YouTube and got my usual channel that I watch to keep track of the SAVE Act, and they were talking about this thing, blah, 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 and I said, and there's another Republican senator that joined the ranks, James Lankford.
Wow.
So I went, holy moly.
Don, did you threaten to kill him?
No, I just said if he didn't do it, I was going to put a hex on him, and his family was all going to wither up and die. But no, it was really amazing. You know, I imagine there must have been several hundred other people that called him, too, but it seemed like just instant, wow, this is amazing. It actually works, you know.
Somebody needs to build a fire under Cronin from Texas, because he's one of the ones that's going to hold it up. For whatever reason, that stupid woman in Alaska is going to hold it up. And so they need to build a fire under her. And I think that's about it. I mean, Lankford was never not going to vote for it, but those other two were holding it up, trying to get something out of the deal. And I don't know that they're going to get anything out of the deal other than never be on a committee ever again. Now, if you're still upset with Lankford, you're going to hang on to that for 3 years, because he's not up for election again till 2029. So,
yeah. Well, I don't. I give criticism where it is deserved, and I give praise where it's deserved.
Yeah.
And I praise him. He stepped up.
Yeah.
And
do give credit where credit's due, because you can't just sit there and bitch and moan and not do anything when they actually do the right thing.
Right. And another thing, too, is talking about the educational system in Oklahoma, the superintendents, blah, 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 and the teaching. I've got two sisters that one of them's a teacher, has been in Oklahoma for years, and she's so liberal that I can't talk to her anymore. I quit talking to her about maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And she was in on that walkout business, you know, with the teachers and all. And the education that they give, you know, I was educated in Massachusetts, Lynn, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Had a good education. And I went to college before the rats bastards took over.
Yeah.
And started indoctrinating. So I didn't get the indoctrination like they did. Plus,
the socialists that are running the teachers' unions, both the NEA and the OEA, I mean, they really are not much different than the socialists that are running for office in the Democrat Party right now. They are a bunch of overeducated people who don't want to work for what they get paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they don't have a grip on what reality really is.
No.
Yeah, and what gets me is, I listen to the... I've got two dogs back here.
I know. I don't know how you can listen to anything without going on.
But anyways, I listen to the news, you know, and when I hear the man on the street business, you know, like a reporterette comes up and sticks a mic in this guy's face, and you see the background as police lights flashing, and ooh. So she says, "What? Can you tell me what happened?" First thing out of his mouth is, "Well, I seen these police cars coming down the street."
Yeah.
And when he says that, I immediately have just makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So I've seen. So
that's inner city America for you.
Yeah. They don't teach them the English language. It's so twisted. And when they come out of school now, it's even worse than it used to be, because they can't even read. They can't write. They can't read.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just an old fuddy-duddy, you know.
Well, I think in many ways Oklahoma is better than, and thanks for the call, Don, Oklahoma is better than it's being given credit for. I think that as long as we make sure that the OEA and the NEA don't gain too much control, and the best way to do that is to make sure that they don't control all the administration, and that they don't control all of the teachers. They'll control some, but not all. because they are stemmed in socialism. Now, it's not that socialism is evil. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying that communism is evil, even though it can be. I'm saying it's the enemy of freedom. And because it's the enemy of freedom, it is the enemy of what our nation is based upon. Our nation is based ultimately upon individual achievement. Therefore, the freedom to pursue your own interests and goals, and the more that the government does not interfere in that freedom to pursue your interests and goals, is what should be observed. You cannot name for me any significant human accomplishment that was not the root of someone pursuing their own interests and goals. What about the space program, Lee? Yeah, that was the interests and goals of several engineers with assistance from the government. Oh, and by the way, the government had an ulterior motive. That ulterior motive was dominance over Russia. I don't know if you knew that. The entire space race, the entire space program was to prove to the Russians that they could not set up a missile base on the moon to threaten the United States. Nor could they set up an ICBM network that would threaten the United States. That is what the space program was about. But if you went back and looked at why Robert Goddard began experimenting with rocketry, why Wernher von Braun was experimenting with rocketry and was then tapped by the Nazis to build weapons, they were pursuing their interests and goals, which was to leave the atmosphere. They were inspired by a couple of guys from Kitty Hawk, from Ohio, who had just enough experience and scientific method in their blood, thanks to their mother, to develop and experiment and develop and experiment and develop and experiment again to attain controlled human flight. They knew you could fly. That wasn't the question. That wasn't the goal. Controlled flight was the goal behind the Wright brothers. And they would keep copious notes on everything they did so that they could improve upon it. They were pursuing their interests and their goals. And as a result, mankind took a giant leap. Giant. There is nothing in human history that can be attributed to the work of a collective government that benefited humankind. Nothing. That is why the United States is the best system on the planet, because it's the only country in which you are encouraged to pursue your interests and goals. Sure, you can't do so at the expense of somebody else. You can't pursue your interests and goals and poison the groundwater. Of course you can't do that. You can't pursue your interests and goals to where nobody else in your neighborhood is pursuing their interests and goals. Of course you can't do that. There are regulations. But socialism destroys that, because it's not fair that someone is better than somebody else. it's not fair that someone can do something better than this other person over here. That's just not fair at all. Of course it isn't. Because that person needs to then find what their interest and goal is and do it better than the other person. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Amy writes, and I think I went to high school with Amy. Lee, here's what I can't stand about President Trump and why I still am glad I voted for him three times. Maybe you genuinely believe that Trump and Trump supporters are perfect and he could do no wrong, but I will contend otherwise. I hate how he uses social media like a teenager, all caps. I don't like how he thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread. I can't stand it when he talks badly about others. That said, he isn't a rehearsed politician. He answers questions. He doesn't hide. He does what he says he's going to do. He puts America first, period. You can hate his style, but the results speak. He fights for the borders, our economy, our energy, our sovereignty, our safety. He doesn't bend to global pressure. He doesn't apologize for America. He expects other countries to respect us again. So let's stop pretending the only reason people support Trump is because they're brainwashed. Some of us simply looked at the outcomes and chose the leader who fights for our country. Yes, and Amy, there's another thing in there that you left out. Authenticity. Okay? What you see is what you get. And on the other end of the spectrum is Bill Maher. I don't necessarily agree with Bill Maher on a lot of things, but he's authentic, and I respect him for his authenticity, and I would much rather his authenticity than, say, Gettner Drummond hiding behind an aluminum smelting plant as a campaign promise. 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews, what's your name?
I'm John in Ponca City.
Hey, John, good to hear from you, sir.
It's good always to hear this show.
Thank you.
A couple things. I'll try to be quick. You said the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright, were my great-great. It's either two greats or three greats uncles.
Excellent. Probably two, if I'm counting the generations properly.
I think you're probably right, but my maternal grandmother's maiden name's Wright.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, it's just kind of
those guys are fascinating. Their father was a Unitarian bishop and had no mechanical ability whatsoever. Their mother was a mechanical genius. So they got all of that from their mother's side of the family.
Well, I think I might have got some of their genes, but I didn't get the mechanical ones.
Okay.
But the other thing, real quick, Gettner Drummond, he is a politician. He is not a prosecutor. He's a politician.
Yeah.
The reason I say that, you made a great point about the only reason he's doing the robocall thing and saying Fauci's a butthead, the only reason he's doing that is because it's popular.
Yeah.
He has no ideas at all.
No. Well, if he does, he's not giving them to me. He's not giving me a reason to vote for him.
Exactly right. And we only have two choices now, so that leaves me with my only alternative. And I have mixed emotions about that. But it's
fortunately, with our checks and balances system, when a governor does get into office, it's not like he can turn around and completely wreck the state. Okay, he can do some things that are harmful, but he can't wreck the state. So
that's true. Not in this state.
No.
No. But I am on the school thing, James Taylor, I'll refrain from singing one of his songs. I'm kidding. but I'm proud of
I'm partial to New Moonshine. I like his album New Moonshine.
I'm with you there. Actually.
Yeah.
I'm proud of his stance there because I've been saying this for over 20 years, and we've talked about this before. All those school districts, all the money's going to overhead. You know what big companies do when all the money's going to overhead? They get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called efficiency. It's called, okay, well, let's get the money into the classroom and into the teacher's pocket. How about that? What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of 100 superintendents take their salaries, divide it by the numbers to teachers, and give them all a raise based on that number.
That's it.
That's not hard.
No.
You know, it's not rocket science, but it would improve the quality of our education immensely because the teachers would have an incentive to stay in their career and get better and better and
yes.
better at it, better at teaching math, better at teaching.
And there's a huge faction of the teachers that don't want an incentive. They want equality. They want to get paid lots of money for doing nothing more than what they're doing now.
It's kind of funny you say that, because when I was at Oklahoma State, you got a lot of liberal professors, even in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But they always talked about diversity. Okay, well, guess what? Every single person in this classroom is diverse.
Yes.
My thoughts are different than everybody. It doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. It doesn't have to do anything with anything. It has to do with we're all uniquely created.
Yep.
So I am diversity, and I'm a white Christian conservative, but I'm diverse.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. Unfortunately, I'm afraid I've got to run, but thanks a lot, John, in Ponca City for calling on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I think I told you when I was a kid, I had a very good friend whose dad was a mechanic, and he was more than just a mechanic. He was a mechanical savant. He could start up a car and then go open the hood and just put his ear down to the car and almost hum and gently speak to the car. Tell me where it hurts, baby. Tell me where it hurts. And figure out what was wrong with the car. All right, well, these days, you plug a device into the car and it tells you where it hurts. And nobody is a better at doing that than Frontier Motors and Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. I'm Lee Matthews, and Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936. And they want to help and continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, if low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC, recalls, or safety issues, wherever it hurts. And they do so at no charge. Call them at 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. That's their website. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Stay in the kitchen whenever you're frying, grilling, or broiling food. Keep anything that can burn, like towels, oven mitts, and paper products, away from the stove. If you leave the kitchen, even for a minute, turn off the burner. A few simple steps can prevent a devastating fire. This safety message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department, protecting lives through prevention.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch VP9A1K compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock. And come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Kort. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Tribe. Doug writes, Lee, you were talking about Fauci, and when Fauci was pardoned, he may not stand on his privilege. The quote comes from the 1896 U.S. Supreme Court Brown versus Walker. It means that a person who receives a full pardon no longer faces criminal risk for that offense, so they can no longer use the Fifth Amendment to refuse to answer questions. Anthony Fauci ignored this rule, as you say. He cannot be sued, but the pardon doesn't cover that possibility. Everything he did from 2014 to 2025 is covered. Isn't that what not standing on his privilege means? It may, Doug. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know. But I do know that that's what his lawyers were telling him. Don't say anything that would then officially get onto a legal or government record, because then it could be used in a lawsuit against him. It's the old right to remain silent. That's what I think they were more worried about than him actually incriminating himself. I don't think he had any delusions of incriminating himself. He was worried about saying something that could then be used in some sort of civil lawsuit down the road, and that's what his lawyers were worried about. Doug, thanks for the call. Joe Pags is coming up next on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.